Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, get your pencils ready. It's time for a BPP quiz show with a very special guest correspondent. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Several dead and dozens injured after a tornado ripped through a western Iowa Boy Scout camp. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell has more.
The storm struck the Little Sioux Scout Ranch just after 6:30 in the evening when 93 teenage scouts and 25 staff members were on site. Iowa Governor Chet Colfer briefed reporters. He said just getting to the campground was hard.
This is a very remote area. It's three-quarter miles back into the woods.
That made search and rescue difficult. The governor said those at the scene described the carnage as horrific.
Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reporting. Tornadoes also hit Kansas, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Two died in northern Kansas. Hundreds are on the run in California. Wildfires have scorched thousands of acres in the state's north. It's a tough battle for firefighters. A deadly combination of steady wind and dry ground is keeping the fires strong. Man-made urban fires have Russian authorities puzzled. Someone's torching cars, dozens of them. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow with more on the investigation.
Four cars were set on fire overnight in Moscow, the latest in a string of attacks. Police say they suspect one person is guilty of the arson, although they've detained several people in connection to the attacks. Others believe there may be more than one culprit guilty of copycat attacks, and that the arson may be a form of protest against Russia's authoritarian government. Russia's oil wealth has fueled an explosion of new cars on Moscow's streets, leading to massive traffic jams and many incidents of road rage, including shooting deaths.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reporting from Moscow. In Russia's east, a train wreck today left at least 60 injured, some severely. At least 10 cars of the passenger train went off the rails near China's border. Some wound up on their sides. Forbes magazine has Oprah Winfrey on top of its list of its 100 most powerful celebrities. She was number one last year as well. Tiger Woods, Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, and David Beckham round out the top five. The rankings are based on earnings and fame, fame measured by media attention and web traffic. NBA star Kobe Bryant is on the list at 19. He might not have heard yet. He's a little busy this week. His L.A. Lakers host the Boston Celtics tonight in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics lead the series 2-1. Golf isn't a bad way to stay fit, but golf cart, a little more dangerous than it looks. Two new studies take a look at riders hurt on them. Injury rates more than doubled since 1990. Some 1,000 Americans a month get hurt. Most likely to be injured, young males between 10 and 19, also those over 80. Increasing popularity seems to fuel the spike in injuries. With gas prices up, people use the mostly battery-powered carts to get around more. Half the injuries were off the golf course. That is the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mark, the number one on the list of most powerful guys reading the news on the BPP right now.
This morning, at least.
Yeah, powerfulness based on being the only guy reading the BPP news.